Hey guys, I'm so excited. I have Cassie Williams joining me on this episode of Get Real, Honest Women, Honest Talk. Cassie's a bombshell. You look at her and she's like a total smoke show. The most perfect hair, which we talk about how she gets that hair because I had to know. Perfect body, awesome personality. She's got dance moves for days. And when we recorded this episode, she had not gotten engaged yet to Chuck Wicks. They are newly engaged, but we did talk all about her and Chuck's love story, how much fun they have together, how great he is with her kids, how awesome he's going to be as a father. She's also the sister of Jason Aldean, so we talk about their childhood, what it's like having an artist brother, how much she and Brittany love each other. That's Jason's wife, how they're just like besties. And honestly, Cassie's just the greatest, and her family is amazing. They're all one giant unit that just sticks together, and it's so much fun. So get excited. Here's Cassie Williams. Hey. Cassie in the house.
I'm here.
Here with Cassie Williams, actually in your house.
Yep.
Beautiful house on a downpour of a day.
Yep, it's pretty dreary outside.
We basically have been saying we live in Seattle.
Yep.
Because Nashville is so gloom and doom these days.
I know. I'm ready for sunshine. I need it.
I get seasonal depression.
Agreed. Same.
Like,
the sun comes out for like 5 minutes and I'm like, I'm happy.
That's exactly how I was yesterday. Yeah. We were talking about that. Like, the sun came out for what, like 4 hours or something?
Yep.
Oh, felt like I could like be myself again for a little bit.
And then it's just snatched from you, taken away.
Because now you have a pond in your backyard. Yep. That's not supposed to be there.
It's not supposed to be a pond, but it's there. We can go swimming or get a boat, maybe. I don't know.
Do you have a kayak?
No, but we should get one.
It really is. I mean, I appreciate the rain. I love nature and all that, but I'm at my max with it. Like, I really...
Yeah, I need sunshine. I'm ready for spring, summer, all of it.
I know.
And I'm like pale, extra bronzer right now.
You're
not.
Okay, so. Well, your bronzer's working for you.
Yeah, it's there. So
we were talking, it's kind of melancholy now because you used to have this awesome compound situation with your brother right up the street.
I did.
Like, who's Jason
right
Aldean.
Next door. Yes.
And y'all have, y'all have like this amazing relationship where y'all have been like besties from the beginning. I saw a picture of you hugging him. I stalked your Instagram all the way back to like your first photo. That's how like weird I feel as like an interviewer, because I go all the way back to the beginning.
That's funny.
I know, but I'm like, it's my job, right?
stalk. Totally. It's normal. It's fine.
But you're like hugging him and like kissing his face, and you're like, I've been aggravating you since the beginning or something.
Always. Like, well, he's 7 years older than me, so he was always the, you know, big brother and like always just way cooler.
And was he protective of you, or what was he like towards you?
He was, like, when it came to guy stuff later on in life, but as a smaller child, he's like more of like toughen me up. And I mean, we would play wiffle ball outside for hours and he would never let me hit. So then I'd be like, well, I'm going inside. We lived in Florida. It was hot, you know, and I'm like, I'm not playing anymore. He's like, oh, okay. You can hit now. I'll pitch to you. And so I'd get like 5 pitches and he's like, okay, it's my turn now. And then he would always make me like guess what baseball player he was swinging like. Like, he had all their swings, and like, I'd have to do slides into him and him get me out. It was like,
so he made you kind of a tomboy.
Total tomboy. And then with that, of course I wanted to be him. So then like I would, whatever hat he had, I needed that hat too. Stop. And he got so annoyed. Like, oh, you're gonna wear an Oakland A's hat? Me too. I want an Oakland A's hat.
Stop.
So, oh, major tomboy.
Would he let you hang around with him, or did he try to be like,
yeah, okay? No, he did. Like, he always let me hang around, and sometimes he would get in trouble because he wouldn't have me like home in time because he's older. So I'd be out way later than, you know, a 7-year-old or 8-year-old should be out. But, you know, he let me tag along and be there. So he was fun.
So what was childhood like in California? And you're probably
in Florida.
Oh, yeah. In Florida.
Yeah.
What was a day like in y'all's house?
So Jason came for the summers normally. Okay. So he live with his mom. So we have the same dad. So okay. We're half through our dad. And so he always lived in Georgia. And then during the summers is like when he came for the whole summer. So he was there. So, I mean, it was fun because I was out of school. He was out of school. So, I mean, my dad went to work every day. It was like me and my brother, my mom. And I mean, basically what I just said, we would play wiffle ball and go swimming. We had a pool. And so it was that and riding the bikes around the neighborhood, you know, just normal kid stuff, I guess.
So then flash forward, You go, y'all both go to college. Y'all go to different colleges.
Well,
because y'all stayed so close. What I was going to say in the beginning is y'all even stayed so close that in Nashville you had a compound. Like, your houses were right next door.
Yeah.
Until they just moved.
And so I guess, I mean, we've always been close, but then there's been times in our life where, you know, things were just busy. Maybe we weren't around each other as much. When I was in college, Jason didn't go to college. He skipped out on that.
That's how Michael
did
too.
Pursue something a little bit bigger.
Michael did the same thing. He's like, college is for the birds. Yeah. I don't need this.
And so Jason did the same. But
I think when you know your dream, though, it's like, why go spend all that money when you know you're not going to use it?
And he didn't enjoy school so much anyways. Like, he would have gone to college to play baseball.
I was going to say, how did he pick music over baseball?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how. I mean, I think it was just something that he really loved, and the timing of it all when he was starting. And then maybe the idea of actually going to class to play baseball didn't sound very great to him. So that might have had something to do with it. But yeah, so he didn't go to college. He moved to Nashville. And then, so I was in high school, you know, when he first started. And then I went to University of Georgia.
Okay.
Which, you know, Jason's a huge Georgia fan, yet he's never set foot in a classroom at Georgia unless
it
was
so funny because Brittany, his wife, obviously, and him have such a rivalry with.
Oh, yeah. She's huge Bama.
But I guess he's just diehard Georgia. You don't have to go to school to be that.
Nope.
It's where you're from. I guess your roots run
he's
deep.
He's in it. So, yeah.
It's serious. Like, they don't
talk
to
serious.
Each other.
Like, yeah. It's funny. But and now my daughter Avery has become a Bama fan with Brittany. So it's just them against the whole family.
Where do you fall?
Oh, I went to Georgia. So I'm
diehard
Georgia.
Are you just as
That's
diehard?
It. Yeah. No, I'm like, there's nothing else. That's all. That's all I got. So
you're like, I went to school. This is my alma mater.
That's
like,
it.
Everyone else.
Bye. Bye. Yeah. So it was fun. So, but with that being said, I went to college. So we kind of, you know, we're doing our own things. Of course, I always supported him with things that he had going on, sneaking into clubs, you know, when I was in high school and stuff, my dad would get me in. So I've been going to bars since I was like 12.
Love it.
Yeah. So
I guess they didn't really have that. Kind of makes them lose their luster a little bit too, you know?
You know, they're always still fun somehow. They were fun then and now they're fun again.
Is that where you learned all your dance moves?
You know, I used to like have some mean line dancing skills. I'm not going to lie. So like good. I was
But
good.
You have some major rhythm dance skills in general. Like
oh,
every
I don't
time
know.
I've
I don't
been
know
out
about
with
that.
You, when like music comes on, like hip hop music and all sorts of stuff, like you can break it down with your bad self.
I love music. I love dancing. I don't know that
but
I'm
you're
good,
so
at,
good
it.
At it.
No, I do love it though. It's fun.
You're so good at it. You're one of those people that I watch and I'm like, oh, I wish I could dance like
Stop.
That.
Stop. No.
So when
not
I start dancing, it's
like
I need to be pretty. I had three sheets in the wind before I try to bust out some dances.
I'm normally if you see any of those moves that you're referring to. And Brittany's a fun one to dance
Brittany's
with, too.
A great
She's
dancer, too.
She's a great dancer.
And she knows, like, every word to every rap song.
All of it. Yep.
When the guys, 1,000 Horses, wrapped up touring with Jason a couple years ago, like, there's a karaoke party. And Brittany got out at the end and, like, did this major rap dance, like, thing. Oh,
and
I was like,
she's serious, like,
and
about
it. She crushes
it. Yeah. She gets serious. She gets a serious face on, and it's on.
It's on. And I'm like, A, how do you know all these words? And B, like, you're amazing.
She's funny. I love her. Yeah, she is amazing.
Okay, so you went to Georgia.
Yep.
And then what happened after that? You go
so
to school?
I graduated in 3 years from Georgia.
Look at you.
I know. And then all my friends were still in college, and I didn't know what to do. So I actually became a flight attendant for a few months.
How was that?
It was terrible. It was not for me. Some people love it, and some people hate it.
Okay, tell me the perks and the downfall of being a flight attendant.
I actually didn't stay long enough to even get any of the perks. Like, I had my best friend as my extra person. We were going to travel and all that. I didn't even make it to that point. So
Did you immediately realize it wasn't for you?
Yeah, and then
what was it about it that turbulence?
I don't know. I think just being on your feet all day and it's not as glamorous as it looks. Probably, like, some other jobs as well. They're not as glamorous as they look. But
yes.
Just like staying in hotels every night and all that, it wasn't for me.
Yeah. How cool that you did that though.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was a fun experience.
You're so cool.
And then I did radio advertisement for a year.
Okay.
And then I got into pharmaceutical sales, which is what I do now.
Okay. Yeah. And how's that been?
It's awesome. It's cool. I've been in lots of different divisions, and what's cool about it is I feel like we actually, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be a doctor and all that. So now I work.
So you've always been like super smart.
Well,
or enjoyed school.
Yeah. I don't know. I worked really hard. So I always was a studier. Like I would freak out. I didn't make my first B until I was like a sophomore in college. And oh my gosh. Like freaked out and panicked.
Are you kidding me? We're so opposite. I like cheated my way through school.
That's funny.
I always just like tried to like slide by.
Yeah. So, but now it's cool because I'm literally, I work side by side with doctors and, you know, just knowing that helping patients every day and all of that. It's really cool to have that kind of an impact.
So do you see a lot? Yeah, you're in there.
Yeah.
You're in it with all the saving lives.
Yep.
And your drugs help save lives.
Yeah.
Do you sell a certain type or do you sell a lot?
Yeah, so now I call them cardiologists. So.
Okay. Oh, heart doctors. Yes. So that's a big deal.
It is. It is. And it's very eye-opening on everything that they see and that patients go through. So it's been a different but cool experience to be in that.
My dad just went through a ton of heart stuff this Christmas. And the respect I have for doctors, mm-hmm. nurses, people in the medical field, like just keeping that all going, it is absolutely insane.
It's scary, one, to be on the other side of it as a yes. patient. But then, yeah, they're so good at what they do and just everything that they have to keep up with and with all the patients that they see. It's kind of crazy, but yeah, they're good.
Are you like ever in the room with like surgeries?
So not like with surgeries, but I'll go in the cath lab. So I do see like procedures being done. So it's not like a...
What is that like when you're watching a procedure?
It's crazy. I mean, somebody's heart is beating and they've got wires going
through.
And
it's life and death.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sometimes. And so they're stenting them and... so it's crazy and just like amazing the things that they can do.
My dad got a stent and I think it's crazy that like it goes through your leg.
Yep.
Like you don't even have to necessarily have open heart surgery. Like they can use a scope and go through your leg yep. and get into the artery.
They'll go through your wrist sometimes too.
They just follow a vein.
Yep. They just go through and get into your heart. So
isn't that insane?
It is crazy. Yep.
It's just so crazy. Modern medicine. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we live in this day and age.
Yep.
We're watching Game of Thrones right now. And like, have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
God, it's a commitment. Everyone, like all these people say they love it. And I'm on season 5 and I'm like, when am I going to love this show?
And you're on 5.
Though. And I'm on 5. And I'm like, okay, I appreciate it. And I do love it. But it's like, it's a lot, but like the lifestyle and just like people getting their heads chopped off and everyone's sick all the time. I'm like, we are so lucky.
We're so lucky
to live in this day and age.
Yeah.
Where
modern medicine and
yes. Human rights,
all of that. Yeah.
Truly. Okay. So when did you move to Nashville and what made you move to Nashville?
So I moved to Nashville, I guess 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
And just my brother's always lived here and it's somewhere I always loved coming. I've been coming up here for gosh, years, like 20 years probably at this point. So
where were you living before?
In Georgia.
Okay.
So yeah.
So you stayed kind of like near where you went to school?
Yep. So I grew up in Florida until I was about 12.
Okay.
And then when Jason graduated high school, my dad actually kind of went on the road with him some and helped him get started. So that was cool. But I was, I stayed in Georgia and went to school there and everything. So lived there, graduated college there, and then we moved up here 5.5 years ago. So there was an opening with my company. It just made it easy.
And you're like, my family lives there. Does your dad and mom now live here?
Yes. So they moved after me. So once I was up here, they're like, well, there's no reason for us to stay.
Is it just you and Jason as siblings?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Heck so, yeah. They
gotta
get,
we got
to get, the whole family's
got
to get up here.
And they're so involved in everything that we do. So I knew once I moved, they would follow suit and they did. So
has it been a blast having the whole family here?
So nice. I feel like we're closer than ever. And I mean, we just do everything together. It's like not
y'all
even
like
a thought.
A
we just do
a
everything.
Crew.
Yeah.
Y'all have like a, y'all have a running crew. It's like, and now you and Chuck, which we're going to get to you and Chuck in a little bit, but you and Chuck, your beau, so funny and cute, and y'all are the cutest couple. Jason and Brittany, I feel like Jenna and
Silver, John.
Yeah, Jenna and John Silver Purdue.
Yeah.
Stage name Silver.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, is that the core crew?
Yeah, and then Jason's mom and her husband, they're always at
so
everything
Jason's
too.
Jason's mom and her husband and your dad and your mom all get along?
Oh yeah, we go on vacations together.
No way.
We're at every holiday, everybody's together.
So that's one of those scenarios where they just were better friends than being married.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I grew up staying at Debbie's house, and like I would stay the night there, and so that Jason and I could hang out.
So Debbie's Jason's mom and Barry is
y'all's dad.
You and Jason's dad, and your mom is Vivian.
Right.
So Barry and Debbie, mm-hmm. they're Jason's parents,
yes.
get along great.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, we do everything.
And you
together.
Would go stay with them? And how oh, lucky
yeah.
is that?
Since I was little, we've always gone to their house, and it's just that's the norm for us, which is like not the norm for most people, but
what a blessing is that.
Yeah, so nice.
No drama.
And we get to do, you know, we have everybody together for holidays, so Jason doesn't have to, you know, split it and go back and forth or anything like that.
So Debbie and her husband live here too.
Yes, we're all right here. Everybody's
so
here.
Awesome. Yep. Oh my gosh, we're all kind of in the same area.
Yep. So we're all probably at like 10 to 15 minutes away from each other. I was right next door to Jason and Brittany.
They had to go and move.
I know. And the funny thing is when he bought his place, I moved right next door, and he's like, and this is it. We're not moving. You better not move. Like we need to know that you're not going to ever move. I'm like, okay, well I'm going to stay here. It's fine. And then now they've moved. I'm like, what happened to, this is your forever home.
We made an oath.
Yeah.
Truly.
So now I'm like looking at properties where they're building now. I'm like, can we do this again? I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
It really was like the dream scenario.
It was.
All the kids can hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you have, okay. We'll talk about your kid situation.
Okay.
You have Avery, who's 8.
Yes. And then I have Maddie and Mackenzie, who are 18 and 19. And I actually adopted them when they were 5 and 6. So their biological mom passed away with breast cancer at 30. So they were really little. And so when I got together with my now ex-husband at the time, I adopted them when we got married. And I've been mom since then. For the longest time, it was just us and them. And then Avery came along a lot later.
How old were you when you became mom?
Oh, God. I had just graduated college. So I think I was 21 when we started dating. And then we had moved in together. I was probably like 22. So like 22, it like kind of started.
Oh my gosh. Was that a shock, or were you ready for it, or did you just roll into it?
I was just so naive to everything, and I had so much energy at that age and just like ready to conquer the world. So I just did it. I just did things, and I mean, it was fun. It was, I don't know. I just had fun with them.
I love that. I love that that's your mentality. You're like, let's go. Let's do it. Who cares? Let's rock.
Now thinking about it, I'm like, how did I do that? I'm so tired all the time.
I know. I feel so tired all the time.
Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit earlier because I've shared on some of my podcasts, like Michael and I have had a pregnancy journey that, you know, and a lot of women have, that it's not just like this, oh, I'm going to get pregnant and here I go. Let's just make it happen.
Right.
We had a miscarriage and a chemical pregnancy and tried for 10 months. And like, it can be a really sad, lonely, anxious journey.
It's such an emotional roller coaster
sometimes. Such an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
And I know you kind of went through some of that with Avery.
Yeah. So I had to do IVF with her. And so, before I got pregnant, though, I got pregnant the very first time I went through IVF, and then I miscarried as well the first time.
And what does a miscarriage do to your heart? Because
I wanted this so bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I had Maddie Mackenzie, but I wanted to be pregnant. Like, that was all I ever wanted in life, was to be a mom. Like, from, I mean, the time I could hold a baby doll, that's what I wanted to be in life, and is a mom. And so, I don't know, like I wanted that pregnancy so bad. And then when you miscarry, it's like, I mean, like just a gut punch, literally. I mean, mm-hmm. in every way, form, I don't know. And so, I mean, it was devastating.
It really is. And I feel like I've talked to so many women who've gone through this, and mm-hmm. You kind of feel so alone when it's happening to you, but like 1 in 3 women have a miscarriage.
I feel like now so many people talk about it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I mean, I didn't even have any friends that had been pregnant at that point. So like, I didn't know how to go through it. I didn't know like how to feel or like what to talk about with people. So honestly, I feel like I just didn't talk about it as much. Mm-hmm. I just kind of kept it in and just was so devastated and sad by it. And then had to go through the IVF process again. And
that's an exhausting process.
Oh, all the and hormonal shots too, and right? hormones and just like prodding like your body.
Shots that you have to
yeah.
get?
Yeah, oh, it was longer than that. I can't remember all. It seemed like forever because I essentially had to do 3 rounds of IVF. And finally on the 3rd round, I got pregnant. And so it did end happy, thank goodness. So, yeah.
And I like fear moving forward, like moving forward to hopefully when we are able to carry a child full term and all mm-hmm. that. I feel like the fear of like miscarriage is always in the back of your mind.
Yeah, I feel it is there. Like you'll have moments where, you know, you're just so into the pregnancy and all that. But if anything, any slight little, you feel something weird or anything happens, you freak out.
Yeah. And I feel like you probably don't understand that unless you've been through it.
Right.
Because otherwise you're like, oh, no big deal.
It's fine. It's normal. Yeah.
But the thought of like having it happen again, that to me is the most terrifying thought.
Oh, yeah. But you're going to be good. It's all good. So
I know. It's a lot of faith, a lot of trust. Like,
yeah.
I feel like going through all that has really like forced me to try to surrender, even though it's really yeah. hard.
You do. I mean, you really like dig deep in those moments and a lot of prayer and just, I mean, that's really all you can do during those times. And even with Avery, towards the end, I like started spotting a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
And then that was like gut wrenching, like, because I was pretty far along at that point.
You're straight into a panic attack.
Oh, yeah. And then you're like Googling, like, okay, she's this many weeks. Can she like survive if she's born right now? And so you go through all of those kinds of emotions. And so I was on bed rest for a long time. So I just milk that for the longest time, though. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'll lay right here. And so.
That's how I feel like. It's a season of your life. You want this child so much. It's like, why would I want to push myself
right
so hard?
Yeah.
When, I mean, not, and I know the body can handle it and probably like anything yeah. that we would do.
Oh, I see these girls doing CrossFit and stuff. I'm like, I wish I could have done that. I was just scared, but I know you can do, you know, work out and do all that stuff, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll get to see you again one day.
Yeah, you and Chuck.
Maybe.
You guys are going to have the most beautiful babies.
Let's hope that we can do that one day. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so here comes Chuck. Talk uh-huh. to me about Chuck Wicks entering your life. And he's on, what's this radio show called?
Well, now it's the Ty Bentley Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's a syndicated. Morning show, syndicated show.
Yep.
Chuck also is a great singer.
Yes.
I freaking love his, still my favorite is Stealing Cinderella.
Yep.
That song.
I love it.
That he came out with, busted onto the music scene with back in the day.
Yep.
So funny.
Yes.
And how did he enter your life? Talk to me about y'all's relationship because y'all are the cutest thing I've ever seen. And I feel like I was sort of there in the beginning. Like I saw
you
one of your
really
first dates.
Early. Yeah. You were there pretty early. I mean, it was really unexpected because
how did y'all meet?
I had just gone through a divorce, and so I really was just enjoying being single and by
you
myself.
You probably weren't trying to date.
No, I was just like having fun. Honestly, with my girlfriends, I had a couple girlfriends that were single, so we would travel and just like have fun. And so, actually, one of my girlfriends was in town, and she forced me to go. We went to brunch with like several girls and she's like, let's just go to a couple more places. It was like a Sunday afternoon. I'm like, no, I'm good. We're going home. And she goes, come on, you have to. And Brittany even was like, oh, go, you have to go for just a little bit. It's not
Live
an option. You have to go. So I was like, okay, just for a little bit, I'll go. So we go and we actually ended up at Dirk's bar at Whiskey Row.
Okay, so y'all are downtown. Y'all are doing the deal.
We're like doing it on a Sunday. Okay.
Girls
and
gone
so
out. Okay.
We went to actually see a friend play and we walk upstairs and there was Chuck. And
did you know him?
Well, so he had been like commenting on the
he
on the gram
you
a little
out?
Bit like he like made a few little sly comments on a couple of
he
my pictures
coming on over to your Instagram
yeah. And so I would comment back and then like we didn't really know each other at all, like I think we had seen each other before.
He'd been creeping on your gram hard.
He was on it. And my older girls are so funny. They're like, who is that guy with the blue check mark commenting on your Instagram?
Oh my gosh. So he had been interested. He found you. And yeah. He was like, okay.
And so that happened. And then, so we had kind of like just commented on Instagram. And then when I walked into the bar that night,
he
was just there. And I'm like, oh my God. Actually, my girlfriend was like, there's Chuck Wicks. I'm like, oh, great. Oh, hi.
So how did y'all make the introduction?
We just walked. I mean, literally like kind of just walked over, and he had some friends in town. And so we just kind of like started hanging out. And then all of a sudden, the 3 o'clock in the afternoon turned into like 1 o'clock in the morning.
So y'all hung out all day.
All day. And it was just
fun. And
what
was it like? Were you like, okay, I'm feeling this?
Well, it was just so easy and fun. Like my girlfriend was there. So it was kind of us three for a little bit. His friends went to a concert. And it was just, I don't know, like friends hanging out. Like almost like we had known each other for a long time. And so that happened. And then he actually asked me on a real date that night.
Okay, what was your first? Did you go out that night?
No. Later? Like he asked me for later on in the week to go like to dinner.
Okay.
And so we went to dinner downtown.
And how was that?
It was great. It's so funny. we tell the story sometimes, but he took me to dinner, and it was actually at Oak Steakhouse downtown. So there's this huge like staircase, and he went to the bathroom. So I'm sitting there by myself, and all of a sudden this guy catches my eye like walking down the stairs. I'm like, oh my God, he's really hot. Well, it was Chuck that I was on a date with, on the first date with. So literally he sits down, and I like immediately just tell him what just happened. He's like, well, I'm glad to know you're checking other guys out, but at least it was me. So it's kind of just been like that the whole time.
Was it pretty instant after that?
Yeah.
Were y'all like a pair?
I feel like we were trying to take our time with it and like not label it, but I mean, I feel like, yeah, as soon as that happened that day, I mean, we were pretty much together. Yeah. So,
oh my
gosh. Kind of crazy.
So is he as funny at home as he is just like,
he's always on. I mean, he gets up at 3:45 in the morning, goes to work. I mean, even in the morning, if I like to have a comment, he will comment back, and he's on it. Like, he is in a good mood.
Always in a good mood?
All the time.
Is he ever in a bad mood?
No. Like, his bad mood is nothing. Like, it's my everyday, I feel like. He's really not. I mean, even when he is in a bad mood, it's, like, it's so quick. It's literally a moment of, it's not like a day of a bad mood. So
I always admire people like that. Like how do they just stay so optimistic all the time?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I have to intentionally stay optimistic. Like I am so grateful.
I feel like you are that though.
I am.
Yeah.
But I can sink into like my emotions. Like if I let them creep, yeah. Like I can like go down to like a just into a well of yeah. all my feelings.
Oh, me too. Well, and I get like, I don't know, worked up about just stuff that really shouldn't matter. But in the moment, it seems important to me.
Yes.
And Chuck's just one, like, he's really helped me just change my personality. It's like, he goes with the flow. He doesn't get worked up about anything. Even, like, in stressful situations, like, he just had a show not that long ago. And I'm like, okay, come on. Like, you got to go to the stage. Like, and he's still talking to people. And I'm like, let's get it going. Come on. Like, I'm more stressed out about it than he is. But
what's it like dating an artist now? Because you've always been an artist's sister. And, like, how does, like, being the sister compared to being the girlfriend?
So weird, actually.
Is there a difference?
A huge
difference.
Would
you get stressed with Jason, or were you always just like, oh, he's
well,
got this? Whatever.
I feel like I don't even think about it with Jason. Like, Jason's just so good at everything that he does always. And so, and it's just turned into such a big thing, and it just works like clockwork. So I mean, I'm always just there for the good time. You know, I don't see all the background, like stress and work that goes into it. I'm just show up to the shows and have mm-hmm. fun and do that part of it. What's funny is, with Chuck, I really didn't know him as an artist before. So like, I didn't know like his music. I never seen him perform live or anything like that. So I thought it was going to be a deal breaker because I'm like, okay, if he's awkward or not good, like this is not going to work in my family.
You can't date someone who's not good and you don't like their music.
No. And
thankfully,
I mean, especially
Chuck has one of the best voices ever.
He's so good. And like, honestly, he gets on stage and he just owns it. And I mean, he's amazing at what mm-hmm. he does, and he's funny, and his personality comes out, and it's so good. But that first time I saw him live, I'm like, here we go. This might be the end of it.
Because if it would have been a bad show, like, you might have been
if
like...
If it was bad, I mean...
Because unfortunately, you have Jason that you're going to compare everything to.
I know. And then
fortunately,
like,
unfortunately.
If it was like awkward, I mean, my brother can be like a little judgy too. I'm like, I can't be bringing around a guy that like sucks at music to the family events. So
no.
But luckily, Chuck's awesome. He's great at what he does. And then him and Jason are really close. Like,
okay, so talk to me about that. Because was Jason like big, protective older brother? Like when you got on the dating scene, was he
Yes and no. He knew Chuck for before.
And did
us.
He like him?
So he's always liked Chuck. I mean,
Chuck's hard not to like.
Yeah. And that's a funny thing is like, I was getting like any information I could about Chuck from anybody that would give it. But then Jason was also doing that too. So one of Jason's band members actually used to be in Chuck's band.
Okay.
So, I mean, we were doing like our background checks on him. I have everything on Chuck. So I was just like trying to find anything bad. And literally anybody in this town that you talk to, everybody says he's a nice guy. He's so nice. Like, he really is a good person. And everything's always been true. I mean, he really is. He's just
such
so
a
nice.
Sweet guy.
He's really good to the core. And it's just so nice to be with somebody like that. And so it's fun.
So what are Jason and Chuck like together?
They're just funny. I mean, they're both funny in their own right. Like, Jason's really funny. And I think a lot of times people don't see that side of him. I know you have.
Something I've noticed with Jason that I would never have suspected was that he can be one of the girls. Like,
oh yeah,
I never knew that, like, because, you know, some guys like can't hang out with girls. They don't really know how to girl talk or anything. But like, Jason can get like with like four or five girls
and
get up in the girl talk. Like, when I first started realizing that, I was like, this is amazing.
He'll kill me. But even last night at dinner, we're like talking about Kardashians. And then Chuck finally goes, how did I get sucked into this? And he's like, dude, you're domesticated like me. We're in it. So that's just what they do now.
It's what I got. Michael watching The Bachelor now.
Oh yeah.
He was hating on it for so long. And then finally, like, I forced him into watching
it
with me. And now he won't admit it, but mm-hmm. he looks forward to Monday nights. Mm-hmm. He knows what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Jason can get in with a girl talk, but then they'll have Chuck and him will do poker nights. So it'll be like him, Jason and Chuck, my dad, like a couple other guys, and they do poker nights out. Well, it used to be in the bowling alley. Now they don't have that at the moment, but it's coming again in the new house that they're building.
Okay, good.
So, but yeah, so it's fun that it's nice that Chuck and Jason get along so well.
That's
and
so nice.
They have the same humor, and you know, Chuck obviously is in the business as well, and so there's like that respect level, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just like, the
they speak the same language.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. And then Brittany's like one of my closest friends
as well.
So how
is that having one of like your besties as your sister-in-law? And y'all even like look alike. Y'all
oh
are like
God.
Twins.
Jason hates that. He hates when people say that. He's like, no, y'all don't.
Y'all do.
But we're like, yeah, we do.
Y'all actually really do.
So, no, I love it. I love her. I love like how she's made our family.
How has she changed the dynamic of your family?
She just made us all so much closer. Like, she always is just thoughtful and like make sure everybody's included. And you know, guys sometimes don't think that way.
They do not,
including my brother. But he's even gotten better, I feel like, because of her and like just being thoughtful. And you know, like we said, we're always all together, so she's been a big part of that, I feel like. And she's just funny in her own right and just fun to be around. And so, but it's nice, like, her and I are so similar. So I feel like we can tell each other everything, and like, it's a circle of trust. So
yes,
it's good.
It's like a real sister.
It is. Yeah. It's nice. I never had that growing up.
How great though to love Jason's wife. Like, Chuck and Jason get along. You and Brittany get along. Yeah. Is that like a dream come true?
It's like, yeah. Dream, dream, dream. Yeah. It makes it just so nice and fun and easy. I don't know.
And I feel like you guys have are those turkeys in your backyard?
Oh yeah. There's, oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's like 30 turkeys. Do y'all hunt them?
No. Brittany would get, we do not hunt turkeys or deer.
But Chuck and Jason are both hunters,
they're
right?
They're big hunters, but we don't hunt on our own properties.
I mean, you have like,
for Brittany's request,
so many turkeys.
I know. They're right there.
Holy cow. Now that's a sight to see.
Yep.
So, what was I going to ask you? okay, Brittany, all four of y'all getting along.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
So, how has Chuck been with your kids?
So good. Like, it's so, I think, because I wasn't expecting to get in a relationship so soon, I didn't know what to expect. That's always was something that I was nervous about. I didn't even know if I would ever like find anybody else because I come with a lot. I have three kids and two of them are in college and an 8-year-old who's very sassy and like fun, but opinionated and all of that. And so Chuck came in and he just, I don't know, like it's so easy and normal and he's so light with everything. And so he's just fit right in with our family. They love him.
How is his dynamic with all the girls?
So with Avery, he's just like fun. I mean, they're around each other more than the older two.
She's at the radio station right now, on air.
Oh yeah, she was on it. She loved every minute of it. I asked her, I was like, is this something you want to do when you're older? She's like, yeah, wouldn't you? I'm like, no, but you would be great at it. But so they're fun. He plays music, she dances, and I mean, they have the same humor, Avery and him. So they just literally banter all day. It's the cutest thing and annoying and fun and funny.
So they're little besties.
Oh, yeah. They're super cute.
And Chuck's so good with kids.
So good. And then Maddie McKenzie, they love him too. And they're funny. Like, all my kids are so funny and I'm not funny at all.
You are funny.
No, I'm not funny. But I love
being. But you appreciate humor.
I appreciate humor. I want to be all up in it.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Like, I feel like I am not. Like, if I was trying to crack a joke, it would fall flat. I would never even try.
No.
But I love humor.
Yeah, I love being around it. I love laughing and all of that. So the older two, they're really funny too. So they immediately just like got Chuck and understood him. They got him, or he got them. And so it's like when they're home, it's fun as well. And it's funny, like my middle, she runs track, and then Chuck obviously does all the Ironmans and marathons and all that stuff.
He's done like how many Ironmans?
I don't even know. A lot. Oh, more than normal.
That's the hardest thing you could ever do.
Right.
Competition on your body. It's like it's like a marathon run. You have to swim like 2 miles. And then you have to bike like 100
miles. I don't know. Yeah, he does half marathon, so it's not as big.
Okay.
But it's like still like 70 miles on a bike or whatever. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
but so she runs track, but so she'll call Chuck about whatever, running and times, or she's had a good time, and he gets all pumped up about it. So they all have their like little unique, cute relationships. So it's
Does
cute.
It make you so happy to see how great he is with them?
So happy, yeah.
Does it make you have baby fever?
Oh, I got baby fever. All my friends are having babies, which is weird to think. Like, I've got adults essentially as children, and then to think about having babies again is kind of mind-blowing. It's exciting and scary, but I mean, hopefully I'll get to do that. So
you'll do it. Y'all will make cute babies.
Yeah.
And the great news is Brittany's been pregnant forever.
So long.
I mean, she's been pregnant for like
2 years straight.
2 years. I mean, you might as well just knock it out, I guess.
I know.
So then y'all can have little cousins.
I know. Brittany's like,
she's on it.
Literally, I'm not even joking. She has a box that when they moved, it had all baby stuff, and it's like Cassie's baby boy.
Stop it.
Okay, no pressure here. But so she's like very ready for us
to have
a baby.
She's not putting the pressure on at all.
I mean, she would hold the baby and be like, so Chuck, you know, anytime now, or I've got this to give you whenever you're ready. And so,
Oh my gosh.
She does not hide it at all. But
how was it with her knocking out those two babies back to back?
That's crazy.
Was that exhausting?
I know, but they're so cute.
Oh my gosh.
They literally make the cutest babies. It's a little stressful for me, but you know,
you make the
fun.
Cutest babies too. You and Chuck are going to make a little, I can't wait.
It'll be fun.
And Chuck is already like, he's loving babies. He's got baby fever.
He's got baby fever. So
it's a matter of time.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
So how have you guys, with Jason being this huge, obviously, superstar, how have y'all managed to not let fame really affect you guys? Like, I know it affects your life, but y'all managed to keep this tight-knit group and this lifestyle and your family so close and your friends so close. And how have you dealt with fame?
I feel like that all, honestly, comes from Jason. It's kind of how he holds himself. He is who he is, like to the core. There's like no changing it, guessing it. You know who he is. And so with that, I think he's just always stayed loyal to his true friends, and he keeps a tight-knit crew. So it doesn't go, it's not very big, but everybody's really close. And so
you can be yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, we do things, it's always the same people and you can relax and everybody's trusted. And mm-hmm. so I feel like it all just comes from him and like how he's handled it. And everybody's kind of followed suit with what he's done. So,
and then kind of like living in the country and stuff, you have your space. And well, I don't know if is this country?
This is definitely country. Where are you from?
I'm from Texas, Waco, Texas. I mean, city, I guess. Okay. But you're close enough to the city.
Yeah, we're close. I mean, it's 30 minutes to get downtown without traffic.
Yeah.
So we can get to the city, but I mean, we're on acreage. We don't see a neighbor. That's nice.
It is kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because they're in like Franklin's not too far. Like, I mean, you have like, you're not too far.
We're not too far.
Yeah. So I mean, you got turkeys in your backyard.
We got turkeys. There are deer. There's coyotes. Like, whatever you want. It's out here.
It's right. I mean, it's here. What are your favorite things to do on the farm? Like, living out here? Like, what are your hobbies?
Hobbies? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, chasing Avery around mostly, but her and Chuck will like feed the deer. And then the back porch when the weather's nice is nice to be out there. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't really
just live outside.
Stay inside. We just go outside.
No.
And I mean, if the sun is out, Avery's
out.
Outside, she's riding the bike. So I'm outside. We're just like doing things out there, but
that's the best.
Yeah.
That's like, we live right in the middle of the city and I love it and it's great, but we have like neighbors all around us, mm-hmm. and it's so tight, and I'm like, how great would it be just to open your door and breathe fresh air and just look around and see all.
I mean, I don't even have curtains.
How Chuck, awesome is that?
Chuck gets a little like annoyed with the no curtain situation, but I'm like, why? There's no reason. There's nobody out here.
I know. When I pulled up, I locked my car out of habit, but I'm like, why am I even locking my car?
You don't have to worry about it.
Isn't that nice? Do you ever get like scared of ghosts or anything? Like when it gets dark and raining by yourself.
Not ghosts, but I mean like a stranger. There's been a couple of nights where the dogs will just bark for no reason.
Like,
so we're like, So Chuck's like, you know, man of the house. So he like tries to handle it. But I know he's secretly just as nervous and scared, but it's never anything. But.
And he just moved in.
Yeah.
And how's that been?
It's all good.
It's all been great.
Yeah. It's like super easy. And
this has just been a breeze.
I know. I'm like, is this too good to be true? It's not. It's good.
Okay. So I have to ask you two other questions that have been weighing on me a lot.
Okay.
A, you have the best hair. It looks beautiful right now, but you also have this way of doing it natural curly.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Because I try to do mine this wave and mine still looks like straw at the end. Like, what do you put in your hair to get that perfect curl?
It's funny. Everybody asks me that.
Because you have the best curled, like, it's like wavy curl ever.
And so it is naturally curly. And then all I have ever used for like 25 years is Pantene Pro-V Curl Defining Mousse.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of that before I leave your house.
That's literally all it's so cheap. You get it at CVS, Target, Walmart, wherever.
When you're in the shower, do you brush your hair? Do you run your fingers through your hair? Do you brush your hair?
Like, I wash my hair with shampoo and conditioner, and then I get out, I brush it.
You brush
out.
Wait, you actually brush it out?
Yeah. I brush my hair and then I put a ton of mousse, like a lot of it, and then I just scrunch it. And then the diffuser that you put on the end of the blow dryer, mm-hmm. I just diffuse it all the way dry so it can't be wet at all.
You diffuse it all the way?
All the way dry. And then it's just curly.
And then that's it?
That's it.
You brush it though?
Yeah.
Never brush mine.
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess because like I feel like it gets knotted if I don't brush it.
Okay. I'm going to take a picture of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to ask you about
this. So it's $4.
Pantene, your hair is a dream.
All I use, but.
That's okay.
But I do think you have to like do it. I think the more you do it, the more your hair gets used
like
to
trained.
The curl. Yeah.
So you diffuse it all the way dry, like with the bottom, do you like push it up?
You just like go like this and just like from the bottom, just. Keep on moving around your hair and then it's dry.
When did you discover that you could do that with your hair?
And
did it change
your
life?
It did, because growing up, like in high school
and
stuff,
your hair.
I had to do my hair. I think one of my cousins would use a diffuser and I just tried it once
and you're like,
out, okay,
gold mine.
Like 10 minutes versus 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah, I'll do this.
Yeah, and it looks awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, I got goals now.
Yeah.
Goals. Okay, then also body. What do you do for your body? Because you are ripped and have the best body I've ever seen.
I don't know.
Do you work out all the time? Do you eat super healthy? What's your routine?
I don't eat terrible. Like, I definitely indulge. Like, I have my things that I like.
What are your indulgences?
So I I eat cereal for breakfast every morning. Well, okay. And that includes like Fruity Pebbles or Great Grains. Like I can go either way with it, but normally it's a kid's cereal. And then I love milkshakes. So chocolate milkshakes, like I just crave them. So
How often do you have one?
Well, I go in like waves. So okay. There'll be waves where I have one every day and I'm in my car a lot working. So I'm like, oh.
Where's your go-to like, place to get one?
Dairy Queen. 100%. But I grew up in a small town and that's all we had was Dairy Queen.
Gotta love the DQ.
Literally, I would get one every day after school. My uncle would pick me up from school and take me to the Dairy Queen. And so it's just like, I don't know. It feels like home and yummy and good. So that's
what kind of milkshake?
Chocolate.
Oh, straight chocolate.
Only, yeah.
Nothing in there?
But it has to be vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup.
Okay.
If they try to do the chocolate ice cream and chocolate syrup.
It's too much?
It's too much. I have to take it back. I did that. I actually did that the other day at the Dairy Queen in Spring Hill.
So. You're like, I'm sorry.
This is not how it's supposed to taste. And he's like, I'm sorry. It's a chocolate milkshake. I'm like, what kind of ice cream did you use?
And you're like, I'm a professional.
Yeah. So he's like, no problem. We will make it again. Vanilla ice cream. Got it.
Okay. So that's your secret indulgence.
And then, I mean, I try to eat somewhat healthy. I take a lot of lunches to offices, so it can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then Chuck's super healthy.
I know. And he's so fit. Do y'all work out together?
We will. We mostly play basketball. And then I'm like, I need to work out.
You did it on your Instagram or his. I forgot who. Like y'all did like a blindfolded basketball and you killed it.
I played basketball in high school and it was my favorite sport to play. But
we all like go to the gym or just do it here?
Yeah, at the gym. We'll go to the gym. He bought a basketball thing for our playroom. But we go to the gym. So he always wants to start off the workout by playing basketball. Well, then we have like 20 minutes to work out, or I do, because I have to like pick up kids or do something for work or something. So, but yeah, we'll work out some together. It's fun, but I just don't have as much time to work out. I don't know.
Do you just have a naturally fast metabolism too?
I don't know. I guess, honestly, I feel like it was after I had Avery somehow. My body, I don't know what my body did.
Your body was just like, okay, we got this.
I don't know. Let's hope it stays that way if I have any more kids.
It will.
So Chuck, I told you this earlier, but Chuck had a psychic on his morning show the other day. Yeah. And she said that we were going to have twins. And I'm like Googling, can your body bounce back after twins? Like, how is that possible? I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
My prayer always has been twins, one boy, one girl, done.
Knock it out.
You'll probably feel awful.
Yeah.
But why not?
We'll see. We'll see if the psychic was right.
Psychics, I mean, they're not supposed to lie.
I know. So stay tuned.
Okay. Okay. So obviously I could talk to you forever, but I like to wrap up all my interviews with leave your light. So out of all the things that you've gone through, your life, kids, growing up in this entertainment world, you doing pharmaceuticals, everything you've experienced, what is some inspiration that you would like to share with others that you have learned along the way?
I would say like be true to yourself and like make yourself happy, because then you can make other people happy as well. I think I was actually just talking to one of my daughters about that. It's like, you know, do you, and then you can be that for everyone else. But until you really like find yourself and are happy with who you are, it's hard to like put that out there for everyone else.
That is so true. Have you always known that, or did you learn that?
No, I think like I definitely just recently, started to learn that. You know, going through a divorce was hard. And so I think a lot of that was finding myself.
What did you learn in divorce?
That it's really hard. But it also was, I mean, kind of uplifting just to know, like, I can do this on my own. And, you know, I came out of it. And, you know, just being on my own for a little while and living life on my own, I did it. I handled it. And it felt good. I felt strong and, like, happy. I was happy. I had really strong girlfriends and family. And I honestly just loved that life too. And luckily, you know, I found Chuck quickly, but
you got to know you as you alone.
Yeah, I did. And it was, I mean, there were like moments where it was sad and it was hard and scary to think, oh, will I be by myself forever? But I could have been by myself. I loved my life by myself. It was
fine. How awesome is that?
Yeah, it was good. So yeah, I don't know.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree. It's taken me a long time to learn self-love. Like, that was always one of the biggest things I've struggled with. It's just, like, feeling worthy and just feeling, like, good enough or something.
I always worried, like, what other people thought, always. Too, of, like, every situation I handled, even with my kids, like, you need to act this way because so-and-so, you know, is going to see you. Like, I was always worried about other people, and mm-hmm. now it's like, no, like, be who I am and be happy with this is who I am. And then I feel like, honestly, it's brought the best people in my life since doing that. So
I love that.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. Love you. This is one of your first interviews, huh?
Ever, yeah.
Look at you like a professional.
No way.
Killing it. Knocking it out of the park.
You're crazy.
Okay, bye.